Let me try this again. Okay, welcome. It is the Seedling Snow Day Show on February 2nd, 2011. We are having, would you call this a blizzard?
Not yet. Okay. I can still see the end of my driveway.
We are having a snow day show, and we haven't done a snow day show yet, even though we've had several snow days. So here we are. This is Bob down in South Berwick, Maine, and I'll send it on up the coast.
All right. And this is Cheryl Oakes, and I am in Wells, Maine. And same thing, we have snow, we can still see the road from here, so not a blizzard yet. And I did not see my shadow. I just want to go on record this morning that I did not see my shadow.
Could he even get out today? they should really repeat this first off, because most of the nation is on snow break, and you know, this is really for the children, Groundhog Day, so I think we should just bump it to tomorrow, don't you?
No, Cheryl, it's a very important day for Cheryl.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was just for the children. Okay.
Very important.
And so if the groundhog sees his shadow, our first show was Groundhog Day, right? We just realized that the other day when we did our 100th anniversary, it was Groundhog's Day.
I didn't remember that.
And we were saying that.
This up?
No. I went back and I listened to the archive, show number one. It wasn't live, but it was our first show. And we were talking about if the groundhog sees his shadow, it would be 4 more years of the laptop initiative.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So I don't know what would be comparable to that, but.
Okay.
And this is Alice again.
Sorry.
Right. Alice, did you see your shadow or did the dogs?
The dogs were, well, they tried, but they were completely white. They're black dogs. They came in completely white this morning after doing their swimming exercises through the snowy banks.
Oh, dear.
So they did not see their shadows.
Okay.
So we could substitute Lily probably for the ground, a giant groundhog.
Yes. All right.
She's right here just in case we need her to check.
Well, this is, as I recall, our last snow day show, I didn't have any power.
Oh.
And this time we have power, and it's a light, fluffy snow, although Bob said it's sleeting just probably 10 miles south of here.
It was momentarily. And that was about an hour ago, so a little bit of sleet coming down,
Right. And I know a lot of us are, a lot of us across the whole United States are experiencing this weather, so we will just commiserate on this snow day. And
they said the storm was 2,500 miles big.
Yeah.
That's a big storm. Wow.
It is. And I wonder how many of us in the 2,500 mile span have actually been online, and Alice and Bob said Twitter's experiencing some difficulty. But a lot of teachers at my high school were sending notes out to students, reminding them about upcoming tests, quizzes, and assignments. I haven't been really on, you know, Facebook this morning to see if the high school kids are there and chatting, but I would imagine they are.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something, you know, I think, you know, we have to talk about, like, how do we set up a system where, okay, you have a snow day, but people can still go and work. I mean, we haven't really, we haven't really given a lot of energy to that. And I think you said once, Cheryl, that, you know, like, one of the plans is what happens if a virus breaks out, you know, and everybody's mm-hmm. home. You know, how do we continue school? And this is our third snow day, but Alice, you've had more, right? And I think
we're on our fourth, but we had an electrical issue earlier in the year. So,
Okay. But yeah, I mean, that, you know, we have the tools and we could be, you know, I mean, I'll be working all day.
Right.
And I've got students that would, they would love to come by, even if it was like, hey, I'll meet you at, you know, 2 o'clock, we'll read a book on Skype or something, you know, at the elementary level. I mean, they would absolutely love it.
Yes.
Coco with Mr. S.
And, well, we have, you know, we have the technology, we have the vehicles to do that. You know, we can leave things on our Moodle site, you know, mm-hmm. content management system. Students could actually do some work right there and, you know, you'd have a record of when they logged in, and they could even send you their work electronically. So we have all these things in place. It's just that next step.
Right. And Mike was saying that you were talking recently about technology school packs. I love that.
Yeah.
Sort of title. That's kind of a cool idea.
Yep.
You know, we were talking yesterday in a meeting. We have a rotating blue-white schedule, and all of the snow days have been on white days. Mm. So those teachers are 4 days behind the other class. And so, and of course, we do have the tools, but we're going to have to sort of figure out how some kind of system that goes into effect, I guess.
Yes.
Getting that behind.
Well, there are some schools, I think in Ohio, that have instituted snowpack days.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Lucy was saying this would be a good idea to have an online event. And hello, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
And hello, Michael. I'm just catching up with the chat. I've been multitasking here. So it's great to see Mike Richards with us.
And
so,
I'm
yeah,
looking,
we're all working. Our district's together right now.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Maureen said she's looking for her students to be on Google Docs to continue work. And Dell's here, too. And, you know, three of my students have open documents that we're working on. And one of them said that he would come on and do some work today. So I'm looking there, too.
Well, right. You know, what's so sad is, you know, I have my after school group of eight students, and this yesterday was the second cancellation of having Olivia Bollier on at, Skype as our guest, and they've been so looking forward to it. And, you know, we just haven't had the time to set them up with Skype accounts, but we could have totally done that yesterday. You know, there was no reason why we had to be at school to do that. We could have all been on Skype. Yeah, they wouldn't have seen her. We'd have audio. But, you know, if only we had had the time to get that in place, there'd be no such thing as canceling that talk from her. And again, you know, they didn't even come after school because everything was canceled. So we didn't get to chat and say, and they may go on today and try to get in those docs, but we could have met today and done some work.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, just, you know, some time to set up that structure, and I like the idea of packets, you know, like here's the packet, because people will forget from snow day to snow day of exactly what, you know, vehicles have been agreed upon.
It's a different way of doing business. We have a biology class we teach with alternative ed students, and this is the time of year where they may have more absences. And so I put three assignments in our Moodle, and I said, if you're out, pick one of the assignments, work on it, and email it to us, and we'll give you, you know, credit for doing that work.
Of course.
So again, it's about student choice, and it doesn't have to be about, you know, something that is chronologically happening in the classroom, but it's still meaningful for those students to work on. But yeah, so Bob, you did a little shoveling already, and you've already done some technology some technology work, and that I just want to check in with the three of us. What did you do differently today because it is a snow day?
Slept.
Yes, absolutely. I slept.
Which I needed.
Me too. That was big.
Yeah, I did stay in a little bit. That's right. And then, so I wouldn't have shoveled the roof. That's different. but I know what I have to do. And, I look to snow days of, I got to get a post done. I've got to, get ready for our next show. Oh, tomorrow night's show, too. Let's talk about that. Tomorrow night's show, folks, is going to be fantastic. We have Bridget Berman on, so at 7:30 Eastern Time. And she is a high school student who has a book out called Dory Witt, A Guide to Surviving Bullies, and she speaks nationally, maybe internationally now. I'll have to ask her that tomorrow. Very articulate young woman who is very passionate about stopping bullying, has helped pass legislation in her home state of Massachusetts, has just done incredible work. And I waited to read her book until close to the show, and it is truly a great book. And you just read it, and there's so many students you think about of, wow, I want them to read it. At least this section. It's really great. So we are going to have a fantastic show tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
So really looking
that's
forward
exciting.
To that. Yep, she's very excited, too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So that was the other thing that I actually did this morning. Shout out to Michael Richards, who's just so awesome as our technology collaborative content coach. And a shout out to Google Domain Apps, because Michael informed me that EasyBib is now part of our apps. And so I made a little movie and put it on the Moodle for our Skills Cafe students. So if they're logged into their Google account, they'll be able to drop down right to EasyBib, be automatically logged in, and do their citations for their research papers. So thank you, Michael.
Yeah, and it works really seamlessly. We had some ninth graders doing that the other day, and it's really nicely integrated. It just works really well.
Oh, that's great.
Yep, it's great.
And the other thing, since we're talking about Google Apps, it's available. This is not a Google app, but it's available for everyone. If you are doing a search, and I've been doing a search on estuary, and I hit Google search, and then I go into the advanced search, there's a drop-down menu for other tools and reading levels. And you can select basic, intermediate, or advanced reading level. You can also select that you want this to be available so that you can see which article is which. So you can see all the articles that are at different reading levels. And this has been a tremendous boon for challenged readers and elementary students. I think I can put the link in. I've made a couple movies on our Moodle site so that you could see how that works. I'll drag that into the chat.
Yeah, that is a great thing. I show it to my students now, and letting them figure out is this a good fit. I mean, that is just awesome. Pretty soon they'll have the Lexile score with it, right?
Yes, I bet they will. That'd be great. Yeah. That's great. Well, I could do a little Google thing.
But they've lost our audio.
Oh dear. Hold on. Yep, I gotta stop the broadcast and try again.
All right. Be right back.
Oh, it's back, they said.
It's giving me an error logging in.
Snow day snafus.
Let me quit Skype and I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
I will banter for the podcast.
Oh, all right. Yes, just talk about.
Let's see. What could I talk about?
Alice, want me to try?
Sure. Well, let me just quick Skype and see if I can get back in because
Okay.
it's something with the server.
All right. Got it.
Now it says we're on the air, so my guess is,
All right. Let me try
let's
it.
try one more time, and if I lose it, then you can take over. But I think, all right. Oops.
Okay, I had nothing to talk about, so I will have to edit.
Yeah, two parts.
Yeah, I was trying to banter, but
It says it's back.
okay, good. Sorry about that, everybody. I think we might have just lost a connection to the
Yeah.
server, which is not surprising.
Snow days.
And as Dell said, the plow just went by. I mean, I would imagine that has something to do with it. Dell, it's your plow.
Okay. All right. So we're only having a half hour show today. So Alice, what have you done differently? Because that's where I think we left off today.
Differently today. Well, I was a lot more leisurely getting out the door, but I went on Facebook, which I normally don't do in the morning. And so I got a couple really cool links, which I never have time to do in the morning, and actually could read some things. That was a nice treat. Not very different, but good for me.
Yes. And we also have a Facebook page for any of you who haven't seen that yet, and the conversation and chat can continue later on, as Gail P. Poulin was saying. So great.
Yeah, and Bob, did you say what you did differently
I think I
besides
did.
check your roof? Yeah. Oh, okay.
After getting off the roof.
After getting off the roof.
But I've got a couple topics that we could blast through. Kind of a, what do they call that? The lightning round?
Lightning round.
Yeah. You want to do
Yes.
that?
Sure.
All right. First off, Rupert Murdoch is about to put out the only iPad newspaper, right?
Oh.
I think he'll be going on. Probably he could be doing it now as we speak in New York. Pros and cons? Anybody?
You mean just an iPad
It's
edition?
just an iPad edition, and I think Apple, etc. I don't think it's just Apple, but seems like they're still trying to work out subscriptions. And part of the hubbaloo this week is that they're actually enforcing what's always been there, which is if you want an app with us, you have to go through our in-store purchases. And what does that do to book apps like Kindle? So Sony's book reader app just got denied because it does not have in-app purchases. You have to go out to the web and purchase through Sony. Amazon already exists like that. Is this going to shove Amazon out? Because in doing so, you bypass Apple's 30%. Now, I can't see Amazon saying, "Oh yeah, let's give Apple 30%." So, this is kind of a shakeup. And then, having one big newspaper, and from what I've seen online, it seems to kind of be very much like the New York Post. The headlines are very sensational, etc. CNN did a preview yesterday, but hopefully it's going to open up more, whereas it feels like it could be going the opposite way. I've been waiting, even for Time Magazine, which is an okay magazine. They were supposed to have a complimentary electronic edition, months and months ago, and they haven't been able to pull it off. The only one I, sort of like that is Newsweek. You can get one. So, something to watch.
I mean, I think anything that you ha anytime you have anything that's the least bit restrictive and causes people to jump through hoops is, it's going to be DOA soon.
Right. And
Absolutely.
why not just go back to reading our news on the websites, but I think the iPad could be a really nice magazine reader. Certainly I have Newsweek on it, and it's just a electronic version of most of the print. I mean, it's sort of scaled down. There's no ads really. Not many ads, I guess. Lightning round. Who's next?
Okay, me. I am so excited that the Horizon Project is ready to be unveiled. They're looking tentatively at February 11th, but you can get a summary online at their wiki site that I just put in there. And I always love the Horizon Report. You know, I can't wait to read it. It always takes so much time, but there's tremendous, tremendous information in it. So I'm looking forward to the end of the week.
Cool.
Woo-hoo. I think it's actually
it's like Christmas
I think
it's, for us.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. Great report. And Lucy, did you work on that again? I wonder. I haven't looked at it at all. So.
Yeah, I didn't look at the contributors yet.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we are getting to we're getting to the point of officially becoming a full Google Apps for Ed domain.
Woohoo!
And March 18th, we are rolling it out officially with a conference for our K-12 staff. And I'm very excited because we're going to have teachers and students presenting. Oh. And we have it very differentiated. And we have some outside people coming in to help. And the students are putting together a kickoff keynote that will sort of set the tone for the day. And then we're doing all staff. So that will be, it will be very interesting to have everyone in the same place going to different conference sessions.
Excellent.
I'm very excited about that.
Very cool.
Wow.
Very excited. So that's...
And that's cool. Very, yes. I hope you're going to break the mold with that.
I think, yeah, we really, you know, we have had the same email client for a long time, and people are using Google Docs and the tools very well. Mm-hmm. But the switch to email will have a major impact for our culture, and so we really wanted to do it in a fun, different way. So
yeah, so excellent.
It is very exciting. A lot of work, though. You forget how much, how embedded changing, it is in our culture. You forget about
again.
It. Oh, definitely. Incredible.
Yeah.
So
I've got another one if you want one more.
Yes.
Okay, I'm multitasking here, and I just realized I made a mistake. I've been doing evaluating and assessing websites with third graders. I've moved this lesson down to third graders big time. We've been doing about... four sessions, and I might take it to a fifth where they actually go and do some editing on simple English Wikipedia. I wrote about that in Tech Learning last week. But just really amazing. And so after they've evaluated these sites, I think I got my my evaluation rubric from Common Sense. No, it might have been Cyber Smarts. Anyway, they've had some great conversations. And, of course, once we did it together, and then I gave them a site to do with a partner, and I gave them the Pacific Northeast, Northwest Octopus, which I'm sure a lot of people know that site. So they evaluated it. It scores very high on the evaluation. And so most people believed it, except for I had my first class. I got to it, except for one partnership that were pretty savvy. They're like, this doesn't look true. But then just the conversation that happened after they found out it was not true. And, you know, one third grader said, hey, how can somebody put something untrue on the internet? Why is that okay? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, this is kind of a joke site, but what do you think of it? And of course, this came at the end of the class, such an exciting point. But I was just so amazed at where they took this next. You know, is it okay to put spoof out on the internet without, I guess, really putting a disclaimer? So, and you know, I told them that I of course, love the site because I can teach literacy skills with it. But that was just such an interesting part of it that I wasn't expecting. And, wow, just keeps going, you know. So they were talking about the ethics of that, you know, before we even got there, which was very cool.
And we lost the audio again.
But it says it's skipping.
It might be internet snafus. But we only have 4 minutes left, and it will be a podcast people can listen to.
In like 15 minutes, it'll be up.
So I'm going to jump right in, and I'll do my Geek of the Week, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because Beth Goodwin, Karen Ropes, and I presented at the ATIA conference in Orlando, which is Assistive Technology Conference, and we had an Assistive Technology Smackdown. And so my link is from AT Tips Cast, and I really cannot even pronounce Chris's last name, Bugaj. And he was the one who recorded this. It's an awesome Smackdown, all to do with assistive technology and web tools. So check it out. It's about 50 minutes. That's my geek.
Very cool. Oh, I had some other ones for you. Are those not geeks?
Well, they're all related to Chris's
web page. Okay. All right. Alice?
So when I was surfing, first of all, I want to say I will put up on my webpage, our high school was an Apple Distinguished High School for the second year in a row. Very exciting.
Yay!
So I'll put that little presentation up. It was very nice. And my link is Student Learning with Digo. And this it's really good. I quick saw this morning. And I believe this was put out by some teachers in, I'm not even sure where. So it says site authors, so you can read about them. Jeff Murray, Christian Howd, Vivian Cockrell. Very, very nice site. Mm. So, yep.
And mine is, I haven't even spent that much time with it, and it's just starting to get going, but it's called History Pen. And so with, it's in partnership with Google, so it's Google Maps. But you are, there's 31,000, almost 32,000 photos and stories pinned so far. And so you take these old photos and you pin them geographically right on the map. So you can look through it. So if you go... Right on time. I'll hurry up. Yes. Lily. If you go through it, there's this timeline that you can move from 1840 to present day, and just looking at my town, there's three photos already pinned. Well, I guess actually that's Portsmouth, but very cool. So students could totally add to this and grab these old photos and start telling stories. And I hope it really takes off, because I think this could be just an amazing history project and personal narrative, digital stories.
Yes.
From yonder days.
Oh, we're getting error here again.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we can have the outro.
Lily?
Lily? All right. Well, thanks for showing up for our snow day show. And we will have this podcast up, or Bob will, sometime later.
15 minutes. Give me 15 minutes.
Okay. And the chat won't appear until tomorrow, because that's all done at EdTech Talk. So thanks to EdTechTalk.com, WorldBridges.net for allowing us on their airwaves. And happy snow day and shoveling.
Happy snow day. And join us tomorrow night for Bridget Berman. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And she's from TEDx Redmond, so that's where.
Okay.
Yep. So. Okay. So. Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody, and I will take us out.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.